This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As the Digirati descend on Austin, Texas for the interactive part of the South by Southwest Festival of Interactive Film and Music, I want to check in with a noted Austin area entrepreneur who will be speaking at the gathering. Michael Dell is the founder and CEO of the eponymous firm that once did brisk business selling personal computers. When people stopped buying so many PCs, Dell ran into trouble, and to give him the leeway to make big changes, Mr. Dell had to fight activist shareholders tooth and nail to turn the public company private. I spoke to him from Dell headquarters outside of Austin. Michael Dell, good morning.
Good to be with you, David.
What a difference a year makes. A year ago when we spoke, it was almost like we contacted you for a battlefield interview. You were in the middle of this almost, I don't know, Shakespearean struggle, but it's over. How's it feeling now?
We won.
Congratulations.
You know, it's great to be a private company again. It gives us real freedoms to invest in our business, thinking not just about the near term, but also about the medium and the long term. And we're investing in all of the things that matter to our customers, all this data that people are starting to monetize, what people are calling big data, the cloud, while we continue our leadership in the infrastructure business. And as a private company, we have a lot of freedoms that we didn't have before.
Everyone else I ask talks about the Internet of Everything, in which everything is connected to an IP address. Is that something you're tracking?
Yeah, certainly we're seeing, as part of what we call the data economy, there is a real drive to instrument all sorts of things, whether it's, you know, industrial equipment, retail stores. It could be 70 billion connected devices, let's say 10 for each person on the planet by 2020. Well, that's an enormous amount of data. And if you can translate that data into insights and better decisions and better results. Data is kind of a renewable resource that brings a tremendous amount of insight that ultimately is the fuel for competition.
Let me ask you about your team over there, your employees. I have a shelf full of business management books here about the difficulty of bringing big change to a company. Nobody says it's easy. What can you tell Dell employees worried about their jobs during this time of change? Some of them are concerned.
You know, when I started our company almost 30 years ago, it was a very different business than it is today. And if you look over that 30-year period, there have been any number of distinct transitions. So the reality is that our people are addicted to change and they embrace change. And if they don't, they probably shouldn't be at a company like this or even in an industry like this. The pace of change is accelerating, and dynamic companies are the ones that evolve and change with it.
I've tried to study entrepreneurs over the years, and one feature of many, how do I describe this? They have a healthy impatience. When they spot an opportunity or they want to fix something, they want to do it now. Is that you? Do you have a healthy impatience?
Yeah, I think that's a good description. Sometimes it's been called less than healthy, but I think there's a desire for improvement and kind of a hunger for change that is positive.
Michael Dell, founder and CEO of what has been for about 4 months now, the privately held technology company Dell Incorporated. Mr. Dell, thank you.
Thank you.